Welcome back into the Godly Young Men podcast. This is episode 108. We're excited to have you joining us for this episode, one that has been requested quite a few times. I've had several people reach out and on our Discord, which you're more than welcome to join. The link is in the description as always. Had a lot of people ask about this episode, Joe. We're talking about how to navigate a breakup with this particular episode, something that hopefully you as godly young men won't go through a ton of, but it's just the reality of life that might be something that you have to deal with. And so, yeah, we want to talk about it. Joe, kind of talk about why this one might be a little bit more difficult for us.
Full transparency, neither of us have really had a breakup. That is not to pat ourselves on the back.
We weren't allowed to date either, so it's not exactly...
That's exactly it. My parents were pretty adamant we were going to be courting, and that's intended to be a one-and-done process. We are very blessed. We were very, very lucky with how that worked out. Will, you have somewhat kind of, you know, of a
loosely,
you know, kind of started a relationship, not really in the get to know you process type of thing. That didn't end up working out, but I think it's kind of a far cry from the typical breakup. You've been invested, emotionally invested for 6 months. That just wasn't the case. And so,
well, you hear about the one, sorry, just real fast. Hear about the high school ones where it's like, you know, their world ends for a week or 2 weeks and the girl's depressed, crying in her room, and the guy just, man, he doesn't know what to do. And I think some of that you see on TV and shows is like a little dramatized. But genuinely, there are people that spend 8, 9, 10 months, a full year, year and a half with somebody, end up not working out, relationship breaks. That's a lot of time invested in a relationship, a lot of emotional attachment, as you spoke to, that, it's difficult. It really is.
Absolutely. And so this is going to be kind of on the theoretical end maybe for us where we are – you know, I've worked with this a lot. As a therapist, I've worked people through breakups. I've worked people through doing the breaking up as well. I've been on both sides of it, which I kind of feel bad about. But on the other hand, usually I'm going to give them the same advice as I'll give you here as to how you might initiate a breakup, some things to think about. But then we also want to look at what happens if she initiates? What happens if she's the one doing the breaking up? Because as Will talked about, you may have been invested, like, let's be honest, losing a year and a half of your life, 2 years, or even 6 months of
your
life.
It's not a fun thought,
Is not a fun thought. Man, what's this all for? Why in the world did I get in this relationship? We can kind of head down the rabbit hole and go into depression and things like that. So we want this to be something that is very helpful for you. Just some things to think about. This is not the end-all, be-all, you know, cure everything. This is just some things to think about if you initiate and some things to think about if she initiates. One thing I have on here, and then, Will, I'm going to have you get us into the if we do initiate the breakup. But I put an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And what I mean by that is try not to jump into a relationship that's incredibly unstable. Try not to jump into a relationship where it's like, man, she's hot. And then you get into the relationship. She's a terrible person. She's cheating on you. Or man, you just can't stand being around her. She's incredibly annoying. But you didn't really know a whole lot going in other than she's really pretty. And you guys had an initial spark and connection. And that's great. Take your time before you get into a relationship. Pray about it. Think about it. Is this the right one? This is not something to just get in and throw away and get in and throw away. Like, we're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about your heart, her heart, the emotion that gets involved naturally. Try to be very intentional in any relationship you get into of like, could this be the one? If you're just dating at 15 years old just for the fun of it, because like, well, that's all, you know, all my buddies have a girlfriend. Yeah, you're going to experience a breakup. Most likely, most guys that are dating at 14, 15 years old are not marrying the girl they dated at 14, 15. And breakups hurt. They're terrible. They stink. Like, don't do it if you don't have to do it.
This is why we are advocates of, listen, starting a relationship at age 15, even 16, is probably not a great idea. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I truly do believe this, and it's going to sound specifically for somebody who might not, you know, be from a homeschool background or somebody who might, this might be kind of new to. If you cannot see yourself eventually marrying this girl, don't start a relationship with her. Yeah. And you might be like, well, that's really tough to know. You know, I'm only 17 and we're just getting to know each other. And like, I understand that. I understand that you're not going to know exactly, you know, whether or not this person might be marriage material right away, but you will know pretty quickly. And again, like, if you don't see yourself marrying this girl, I would not pursue it at all. Typically, again, it's like, especially if you go into it like, I really don't think I would see myself marrying her. Well, then that's probably not going to change. And so that would be my only piece of advice to add on to what Joe's talking about. But let's go ahead and get into, if you're the one who initiates the breakup, if you're the one who decides this is not working out, this is time to move on, whatever your reason might be, that's kind of the first thing that we have on here, one of Joe's biggest things that he advocates for. But specifically with this, make sure you have a strong reason. Make sure it's a strong why, you might say. There was a when I was growing up, one of the big reasons for breakups is I was, you know, had friends and, you know, was kind of, you know, listening into all their, you know, breakups and gossip and all that. Losing feelings was the was the big reason, right? And I remember thinking back then, like, man, that's first of all, it's kind of sad. But secondly, like, you don't really get that option whenever you get married. Oh, I lost feelings. And so my take would be that's not a super strong reason. That's not a super strong why. It kind of speaks to the immaturity of dating when you're really, really young. But have a strong why. Maybe there is a very legitimate reason for it. You've seen some problematic things. She doesn't want kids. She wants to go have a career, and you would rather, like, there are perfectly legitimate reasons for it. I would say you just need to have a strong reason why. If you go into the conversation going, I really don't know why we're breaking up. I don't really want to be with this girl anymore. I'm losing feelings. It's just not working out. She's going to need to hear more than, well, it's just not working out. Right. And you would want to hear more than that as well. And so that's kind of the first thing and probably the most important thing. Maybe the second thing is the most important thing, but have a strong reason, have a strong why behind it.
And if you write this down, then, you know, 6 months in, or 6 months after, you go, man, she was the best thing in my life. No, you can go back and go, this is why I broke up. Because she treats everybody in her life like garbage. Well, no, but she treated me well. Yeah, but every single person she comes in contact with, from the waiter to the person holding the door open to her siblings to her parents, she treats like garbage. That's a legitimate reason. Because you're looking at it going, how long until she treats me like garbage? Okay, well, write that down. If you have a strong why, and you say,
because it gets cloudy the further time.
Correct. And was it really that bad? Like, if you're writing this down, you have a strong why, then yes, it was. But the second thing we'd say on making the decision, pray lots. Yeah. Lots and lots and lots about this, because we want to bring this to God. God absolutely cares. But man, how many guys go into this, and once again, there's no clarity from God. There's no, like, 6 months in or 6 months after the fact or 3 months after the fact, oh, should I have done that? When you're bringing this before God and you feel very convicted of, like, I really do think he's leading me in this way. Sometimes it's going to feel like God's not leading you. You go, man, maybe he just doesn't care. No, it's not that he doesn't care. Maybe he's giving you the opportunity to make the decision on your own and to own that decision one way or the other. If you stay with her, if you don't. But there's a lot of times I think where God will make that very clear to you. The more you pray to him, like, man, this problem's just getting worse. Okay, well, that is God's leading to say, you need to distance yourself from this person.
Well, he needs to be involved in your relationship. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's obviously something we've talked about before, whether it's dating, whether it's marriage, you know, whatever. He needs to be a major part of your relationship in the terms of you're trying to please him and serve him. But also, to the prayer point, you're talking to God about this relationship. You know, if you call him in at the last minute and say, God, I think I'm going to break up with this girl. I know I haven't talked to you in 6 months, but you know, that's not great. You need to actively be involving him in the process through prayer and through, again, seeking him and trying to serve him. And so I think this is a really good addition. The next one that we have on here, think through both sides first. And specifically what we mean by that, Joe, you put some great stuff on here. Take a good self-assessment of yourself. Kind of ask yourself, what are the things that maybe you could have done better? If your mind is set on, hey, we need to break up, we need to move forward and go separate directions, don't make it all about her. Obviously, odds are there's some pretty big reasons why you'd be breaking up with her specifically, but ask about yourself. Did you change? Are there things that that you could have done better? Are your expectations too high? Are you upholding your side of the relationship? Have you been selfish in the relationship? Have you been kind of just pursuing the things you want to pursue and not really treating her all that well? These are questions you need to ask, and hopefully the answer to all those things is, you know, hopefully, no, you're not treating her poorly. No, you're not being selfish. Like, but this is an important time, especially if you're about to make this big of a decision for your life. It's an important time for you to self-examine and ask these questions of yourself as well. Joe, why did you put this on here, though? I'm curious.
Well, yeah, because thinking through the other side as well, we can think through, man, she's not this, she's not this, she's not this. Think about it from her side, from her perspective. Yeah. You're going to have to do this in marriage, so get started, right? Think about it from her side. How is she going to take the breakup? How is she seeing things? Does she have a why for these things as to why maybe she's doing X, Y, Z? Has she changed? And when we talk about, have you changed to the positive or to the negative? Did you, like, are you backsliding? Are you going down maybe in a depression and you're realizing, man, I'm getting away from everybody in my life? Okay, that's something you want to know. That's something that we're playing with her heart, and maybe you are going through a depressive phase or whatever it is where you're trying to distance yourself and you just want to get rid of the relationship. Take it from her side. How would she feel about those things? Kind of bring in the golden rule and try to take it from, okay, if she was viewing me, how would she view it? And my dad used to give me great advice, like, zoom out as though there's no emotion involved at all and view this from both sides, or view this kind of from an up above picture, that 10,000 foot view, the forest for the trees, whatever you want to say, and try to be as unemotional as possible. What do you see in the relationship? Man, I really probably could step up in this area. Let's try that first. Before we go messing with a girl's heart, think about it from her perspective and realize, man, this is going to devastate her. I also have on here, though, when making the decision, if she cheats, don't think twice. If she cheats ahead of time, unfortunately, that's way more common than in this day and age for a woman to, you know, she's texting another guy or whatever it is. You got to
know. It's a trope that it's just guys to do that. It's not.
Correct. Yeah. It is not guys. Matter of fact, I'm finding it's girls a lot of the time. Because, go figure, in an OnlyFans world where they just want all of this attention from guys on the Instagram, they're posting their swimsuit pics and everything else, like they want attention from other guys. Yeah, they're going to find it on Snapchat and everything else. This guy slides in her DMs type of thing. Like, don't think twice. Cut it off. If she's going to cheat before, she will cheat after. And go, oh, well, what about redemption and things like that? In the relationship and the marriage, yeah, there's ways to work through cheating. I'm working with a couple people right now where that was involved. It can happen. If you can avoid it, avoid it. Yeah. Cheaters usually are going to cheat down the line until she figures herself out.
Especially if she's young. Like, exactly. That's kind of a pattern. Yeah,
it's not good. And last thing, and then we'll kind of move this on from making the decision. One, yeah. But once the decision is made, stick with it. Even if she begs, even if she's pleading, even if she's crying and bawling and you feel like lower than dirt. You're going, wow, boy, I've absolutely devastated her. I didn't know she was going to take it this hard. If you had a strong why, goes back to number one, if you had a strong why, stick with it. Well, she's really hurting. What, you didn't think it was going to hurt her?
Right.
You didn't think she was going to cry? You didn't think this was this is why I say think from both sides of you, like from both sides. Yes, this might devastate her. Doesn't mean that your why is weak. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't stick with a decision.
You can't go into it being wishy-washy.
Right.
You cannot go into it being essentially like, well, you know, maybe it could work out. Okay, well, then if you think it might work out, then go into this conversation trying to make it work out.
Right.
Trying to, you know, talk with her, figure some stuff out. Hey, look, we really have something we need to work on. Make that the conversation if that's what your thought is. Or if you're going to break up with her, break up with her. Like, that's the frustrating thing, I think, sometimes when, you know, dealing with guys who are just kind of wishy-washy about leadership. It's like, well, you know, I'm going to break up with her. That's what I'm going to do. And you head into the conversation, maybe you're on the drive there, and you start to think, like, man, maybe this could work out. Or,
right.
Again, as Joe's talked about, she's crying, and it's not going super well. So then you start to think, well, maybe we can give another try. Just decide. Decide ahead of time and stick with it. Again, there's no shame in deciding, I really wanted this to work out. Maybe let's just have a, hey, let's work on some things conversation. That's fine. But if you're going to have the breakup conversation, then have the breakup conversation and move on from, like, at that point, hopefully the decision has already been made for you. And Joe, I think it's interesting you added this one on here. You don't want to go back on it. You really don't. Even if she begs, like you said, you need to stick with it because you've made that decision. And if you, the minute you start being wishy-washy on your decisions, whether it's relationships, career change, parenting, like anything in life, if you start to be wishy-washy in your decisions, from my experience, what I've seen with people is it has a negative effect to where you'll be wishy-washy on other decisions.
Yep,
like it kind of is an infectious in a negative way to where that's just becomes who you are. You just kind of go back and forth on decisions and you can't really stick to anything. This is a good indicator of that.
We got an episode coming up next that after this one that will kind of get more into the wishy-washy. You know, you want to be firm in your decision, in the decision that's being made. And look, if she changes and 6 months later you guys decide to try to make it work, that's different than in the moment or a week later, like, oh man, I made a big mistake. I need to get back with her. Man, the yo-yo is not good for her. It's not good for you. You'll eventually, you know, like, don't make, and here's the other piece of advice I don't have on here. Don't make a big decision on a blue day. Maybe you are just down in the dumps, or maybe something big happened. You go, okay, we're breaking up. Take some time, pray about it. Once again, talk to somebody else about this. Run it through your parents or through a trusted source or a mentor or somebody at church. Whatever it is, maybe your preacher, your youth minister, run it through them and go, okay, here's the facts. Let's sit down. Let's go through that. That way, you're not just reacting in the moment. You're taking some time. You're thinking about this. And then when you go to make the decision, it's a good decision. But this next one might be antiquated. Some people might look at it and, well, you don't, you know, not in today's world.
It definitely still applies, I would say.
I think it still applies. Do it in person or over the phone if that, I would say, at the very least. If at all possible, do it in person because, man, you see this. I think you were talking about somebody who broke up over Snapchat. You saw somebody break up over Snapchat, and sometimes it's the text. I've seen the emails. I've seen things like that. I realize why that might be better. Well, I'm just not good with words. Okay, we'll get better with words. I'm better with words if I just write it over text. Then take the text and go in person and read it if you have to. There is something about being a man and handling your business in person, face-to-face, eye contact.
Dealing with the uncomfortableness.
Correct. Like, that's going to bring that weight and that gravitas is how much do you really want to break up? Because it's a lot easier. It's the keyboard warriors. You see this on Facebook and on Twitter and everything else where X, where, man, you just fire this off. Like, would you say that to their face?
Probably not.
Probably not. So, well, maybe don't say it there.
It's just the right thing to do, in my opinion. Same reason that I've always believed, like, whenever I've resigned from a job to go take a different job, it's not going to be an email. That's not going to be a phone call. Done that in person. It's one of those things, just that it's antiquated. There are things that, in my opinion, will never go out of... They might go out of style, but they're never... The importance level never de-escalates to the point where it's like, okay, that's not important anymore. And this is one of those, like, asking a girl's dad for marriage permission. Like,
yep.
Oh, we don't do that anymore. Well, we should be. And same thing here when it comes to breaking up with somebody. Do it in person. If nothing else... So, first of all, I think it is the right thing to do. I think it's fair to her. You know, she's not... You know, having to read a text and dealing with the lack of body language, the lack of emotion. It's just a text or an email or whatever. But even beyond that, Joe, you already spoke to this. It makes you not take the easy way out. Let's face it. The easy way out is shooting off a text. Yep. The easy way out is hiding in your room, not having to see your face, not having to deal with her emotions, not having to deal with her being upset. That's the easy thing to do. That's not really the manly thing to do.
Correct.
And so, childish, yeah. Joe, I know you already mentioned that, but I do think that's an important element of this, is making sure that you are not just trying to take the easy way out. Not that you're trying to put yourself in, like, just the worst situation, but you're going to have a lot of tough conversations in your life. Hopefully not too many, but you're going to have some tough conversations, confrontational conversations where, you know, again, maybe it's at work or someone within the church, or just you don't want to be the guy that's always shying away from the really tough conversations. Right. And we've had episodes on that before, but specifically as it applies to breakups, do it in person. That's a really good one. Let me go to the next one real fast. So you made your decision. Why? Tell her why. Give her the reason. Tell her why. You got on here, it's not just the, it's not you, it's me trope. You know, it's in songs and whatnot. Don't make that the reason. Joe, you've got on here, give her an opportunity to grow, but don't blame her for everything. You don't want to go into this saying, yeah, we're going to break up, and here's the reason why. You're awful about this. You're awful about this, this, that. Like, you don't want to do that necessarily, but I would say you need to tell her why. She needs to have – she deserves that level of closure to at least some extent, where you're not just giving her vague, again, it's not you, it's me. I'm just going through some things right now. You hear that one a lot. You know, it's just – whatever it is. Like, there's so many different vague things that people can – again, losing feelings. Like, whatever it is, tell her why. Joe, what thoughts do you have on this one?
Yeah. To me, this is, once again, the cheesy one of, you just put it all back on you. No, it's a personal decision. You know, I'm just
going through a lot.
Going through a lot. I just got a lot going on in my life. Like, her life is invested in you, and potentially 6 months, again, a year, year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is. She's invested in you. She deserves a why. Okay. Now, let's say it's 2 months in and you guys just aren't clicking. It's like, okay, that's fine. Just kind of think we're going in different directions in life. That's different. You're in the get to know you phase. You know, that's different. When you're invested emotionally and you want to back out and go, oh, it's not you, it's me, that type of thing, garbage. Stand up, tell her why. Yes, don't blame her for everything, as Will's talking about. But the reason this matters to me is if you can give her an opportunity to grow, the reverse is also important. You want her to give you an opportunity to grow. I've worked with people that they were broken up with, and then they're devastated. And they're like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did.
No closure. Yeah.
There's no closure to it. And yeah, they said it was them, but I just feel like it had something to do with me, because it always does. Let's be honest. If it was just them, they wouldn't have gotten in the relationship in the first place. Like, hardly ever. 5% of the breakups are truly a, it's not you, it's me. Most of the time it is you. I don't have the guts to tell you that. Well, go tell her. Look, when we were talking the other night, I just realized we are on differing paths based on the fact that you said this. I've always believed this. I just don't think we're going there. My brother had a relationship of 6 months. She only wanted, she's like, we are adamant. Two kids max. I mean, if we even have two kids, like, if we're going to have anything. And my brother's like, I want to let God decide at least four, you know, four or five, something like that. No, we're not. Basically, like, we're going to be lucky to have kids. Well, that's a pretty big thing. And so they tried to work through it, and they kind of went there, you know, they went around it and built a relationship. And 6 months later, it came back around to, like, we can't continue this because it's different philosophies of life.
Pages, yeah.
And you go, well, is it that big a deal? Absolutely. Childbearing is a big deal. So that's what I'm talking about, is when you go to have that conversation, like, this is why. It's because this decision, we're on differing paths in life, and that's okay. There's not a lot of judgment there. It's not like I hate you for it. But we're not going to be a good fit or a good couple because of XYZ.
I know you've been talking for a minute, Joe, but I wanted you to get in the next one. I'm curious your reasoning for, Joe has on here, don't friend zone her, is the next one. And that's, once again, kind of a, trope, I guess, if you will. Like, you know, oh, we can still be friends. And Joe, I'm curious if what you mean by that, and just full disclosure, Joe and I don't always talk about these outlines ahead of time. Sometimes we do, but most of the time it's kind of like, let's just see how the other person reacts in real time. And so, Joe, I'm curious, like, so is your proposition that you probably should not be friends with her after this? Like, what do you mean by don't friends?
I'm not a big fan of the, hey, let's keep up. Let's talk.
Like, still hang out. Yeah, that's true.
Guy-girl relationships outside of this, I don't agree with. Hey, we're going to talk after. If you're going to talk on the phone after, then stay in the relationship. Most of the time we do that to soften the blow. Like, yeah. Hey, but we can still be friends. Like, she hates your guts now. You're not being friends. You're doing that to soften the blow. Just accept the fact we're not going to be friends. If I didn't like you as a girlfriend, I'm probably not going to like you as a friend. You go, oh, that's harsh. It's accurate. Okay. It's accurate. Doesn't mean she's a horrible person. Doesn't mean you probably couldn't be friends in certain areas, but it means if you're going to stay in some form of a relationship with her,
yeah.
It just, to me, it gets incredibly sticky, and I don't like the idea of guys and girls being great friends. I think guys need guy friends, girl needs girlfriends, because
there's a sexual tension.
There's a sexual tension there, especially if you've been in a relationship. I've seen it where they stay in a friend type relationship. I don't like the friend zone for that reason. If you want the relationship, stay in the relationship. If you don't, cut it off completely. But you may disagree. I don't know.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think, generally speaking, I've said before, like, there's no such thing as friends. Like, when it comes to a guy and a girl, even before date, like, oh, I'm really good friends with a girl and I'm a guy, or really good friends with a guy and I'm a girl. There's no such thing.
Right.
Like, there's always going to be sexual tension there. There's always going to be, you know, thoughts and whatnot. And so that would be one side of it where I do agree that, let's say, post breakup, it's not like you're just going to completely, if you had feelings for this girl at some point, it's not like those are just going to completely go away to the point where you only see her now as a friend. Like, yeah, probably not.
Right, right.
So yeah, no, I don't disagree. I think that's a very interesting one to have on here, and I would agree. The next one, because we gotta move on.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we can keep this one fast.
Handle it delicately. Understand heading into this that this might devastate her. Hope this might be, she might be blindsided. She might be just not expecting this whatsoever. And so you might ruin her week. You might ruin her month. She might just really struggle with this. And so handle it delicately to the point where, once again, you're not just rattling off all the things wrong with her. You are not being, you know, super gruff and, you know, be kind. Like, don't go into like, well, you know, we just got to break up and, you know, see you, have a nice life. Like, right. No, handle it nicely. I mean, hopefully you've been sweet to her leading up to that point. Like, don't stop in that moment. Again, just don't be gruff, I guess, is the way that I would put that. Handle it very delicately.
You want to be able to shake your dad's hand after this and know, I still like your daughter. You know, I still think your daughter's a great person. We just are not seeing eye to eye. We're not, whatever it is. Or maybe you think she's a horrible person, in which case it doesn't really matter. But you still want to be able to.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully not. You still want to be able to shake your dad's hand or be around them without being like, it's going to be awkward, let's be honest. But that's kind of the point of this, is you have to realize, once again, from her point of view, this might shake her to her core. And there are people that are like, I thought we were getting married. I legitimately thought, I've worked with that too. I legitimately thought we were going to get married, and they broke up and didn't tell me why. That is really, really difficult. So that's why we're talking about these things. We'll wrap this up quick. Don't leave a trail of bodies.
I think this one's important.
You know, have you done this before? Are you always the one initiating? Is this your seventh breakup type of thing? Like, be aware of
these
things.
There are some people that are like that.
Correct. Be aware of these things. Maybe you have a commitment issue. Maybe the problem is you. If that is the case, where you're consistently being the one, like, you're always the one breaking up, you're always the one initiating, or if you're always the one that's being broken up with. In both situations, which we're about to get into, in both situations, sit down and journal, what did I learn? What did I learn from this situation? Even if you're the one initiating, what did I learn? What could I have done different? What, you know, where did things go off the track? Because, once again, if you can journal this, you can always go back and read this and go, man, I've really grown as a person, or, once again, 6 months in, why did I do this? Why did I make this? Boom, 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 boom. You know, I journaled about this. This is why I did it. This is my reasoning. This is what I learned from this situation. This is what I would do differently next time. And so, self-assessment, I think, anytime you have a breakup, it's a kind of a earthquake in your life. And it's a time for self-assessment to sit down and go, all right, let me look at my life outside in. What's going on? Am I in a good spot? Did I do that, or did I handle it appropriately? Would I do anything different? Things like that.
So let's go ahead and get into if she initiates it. Spend a lot of time on if you initiate. But let's say you're the one blindsided. Let's say she comes to you and everything we were just talking about that, you know, you were having to think about and understand your why and all those things she's been having to deal with, comes to you, has this conversation. The first thing, and I think this is, you know, probably the most important, handle it like a man. Be a gentleman. Don't start screaming at her. Don't start, you know, being a jerk. Like, handle it like a man. Joe, you put on here, be a gentleman. You don't want to be vindictive. Don't, well, don't I'm going to make her pay. I'm going to go out with her best friend. Hopefully, if you're watching the Godly Young Men podcast, those are not right. those are not thoughts running through your head of let me post pictures with other girls. Let me go like other girls' posts. Let me, again, go date her best friend. Like, whatever it is, don't be that guy. But the other thing we have on here, you know, kind of in this category of handle it like a man, don't go pining to get her back. Don't be texting her 14 times for the rest of the day and calling her.
Or the stalking.
And just pining for it, like kind of groveling. No, please, please take me back. You will not respect yourself very much as a man if you do that.
And she won't either.
8 months down the road, if you guys reconnect and decide to give another try, that's not really what we're talking about. Right. What we're talking about is a couple days later, week later, day of even, you are reaching out to her and just once again kind of begging to, you know, please give me another chance or whatever it is. There's just a level of, once again, respect that you're kind of losing both with yourself and with her by doing that. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, if she said no, accept that as her no. Accept that that's where she's coming from. Well, maybe she was mistaken. Maybe she didn't see this part. She's seen you, okay? She knows you. If she said no, accept it as it is. There may be grief. There may be rejection. There may be a lot of things. But yeah, the idea of being a gentleman in this, make sure you're handling it in the best way possible and looking at yourself in the mirror and going, you know what? Hurt people. That's a thing. Don't go hurting her. You may be hurt. You don't need to make her pay. You don't need to hurt her back. Well, like, look yourself in the mirror and say, that really, really stings. That hurts like crazy. But I'm going to accept that as a part of my growth opportunity. Easier said than done, I realize on this, but accept it as an opportunity for you to grow.
Let me say one thing, Joe, then you can get to the next one.
Yeah, go for it.
People don't really change all that much. People can change. There are things that, again, my wife has changed a great deal where she is now versus when we first got together. But let's say she, you know, she breaks up with you for certain reasons. You say, well, okay, I'll change those things. Why didn't you change it before? Let's say she broke up with you because you never ask her about her day. You don't really invest in her all that much. You always want to do what you want to do. And she maybe tells you those things. Well, I'll change. Maybe you should have thought of that 6-8 months ago. Maybe those are things that you should have already been trying to put in place instead of waiting for the earthquake to hit, instead of waiting for her to have this conversation with you. Oh, well, now I'll change.
Right.
That's just an immature way to go about it. And so that would be my encouragement to you.
That's great.
If she initiates it with you and once again maybe gives you some reasons why, you know, you're looking at other girls, hopefully not, but stuff like that, like gives you those reasons. Well, okay, let me try to change. Man, once you get in this relationship, which again, hopefully you're maybe thinking marriage long term, you are trying to change some of those things. You're aware of some of your bad behaviors. You're aware of the fact that you're always want to do what you want to do. You're really selfish, whatever, and you're trying to change that. If your first light to it is when she tells you, that's kind of a problem.
We need self-ruled men. We need men who are thinking about how to be better, how to rule themselves, how to you know, handle their business and take care of their domain and everything like that. If she's the one that's having to tell you all of these things and you didn't even think about any of this stuff, I'm like, wow, I didn't realize I was less than after girls. I didn't realize that I was not taking care of her, whatever it is. Okay, that's probably not great if she's having to bring you into all of these things. Use it for the next relationship. Grow, change, ask yourself why. Why did I not do those things? Figure something out. Don't try to just grovel and go back to her again, going back to the pining away. Next thing I have on here, don't make her your everything. Because if she's your everything, you'll be nothing without her. That is just not a good place to be where, oh man, she was the one. I'm just never going to find another one like her. That may actually be true. The whole, there's other fish in the sea, not this fish. You know, this is the one that I wanted. Yeah, but she didn't want you. You do have to accept that as a man at some point. She did not want you for whatever reason that may be. But at the end of the day, she's intended to be your helpmeet. She's not intended to be your only hope. She's not intended to be your one light in the world. She's not intended to be everything. She is a helpmeet. She's great. I'm glad that we're in this relationship together. But if your life loses purpose and loses meaning and you find that you go into an absolute devastation or devastating depression because of this, maybe you've put too many eggs in that basket. Maybe you have started to put her in the place of God or put her in the place of even your own self-esteem.
Yeah.
If she thinks I'm something, then I'm something. No. If God thinks you're something, if you think you're something, then you're something. If she does, that's great. She gets to come along with how you view yourself. But if she's the only thing tethering you to reality, that's a problem. And make sure you're getting that handled even before a breakup takes place. If you are nothing without her, that's not a good place to be.
Yeah, but I mean, we've talked about that before. You cannot make her your only mission your entire right. life. You're just setting yourself up for failure. Next, we have trust in God. It might seem kind of basic, but at the end of the day, if it was His will for you guys to end up together, then you probably would have. And so that's a really tough thing to hear in the moment. You know, if you're on day two of your breakup and I tell you that, you're probably gonna be like, I don't care. I don't want to hear that right now. And I understand. Like, it's kind of the, you know, when people say stuff like that at funerals, like, well, yeah. at least God is another angel. Like, first of all, not really how that works. And secondly, that's not very comforting right now.
Right.
Similarly, I understand, but you know, hopefully if you're not dealing with this, then you can understand kind of what we mean by this, which is trust in God. God has bigger plans for you. God hopefully has greater plans for you. And if you can learn from this, specifically, again, if you're the one who's being broken up with, you had the issues, whatever it is, even if you didn't, you can learn from this and you'll be a better man for it. And again, difficult in the moment to understand, but God has a plan, and God will, if you're faithful to Him, He will see you through to where, I mean, you hear the stories about the guy and girl who were high school sweethearts that broke up and it was just the end of the world. They were devastated. And then, you know, they found people to marry and they went on to live amazing lives with children, grandchildren. And if you asked them at 17 what their life was going to be like, they would have said over because of the breakup.
Right.
Fast forward 10 years and again, they're happily married, great job, great kids. Like, that's just, as difficult as it is to hear in the moment, your life is not over just because of a breakup. That's where the trusting in God comes.
And the reason why I have that, if it was His will, it would have worked out. That gets you through a lot in life. If it was God's will for you to get the job, you would have gotten the job. If it was God's will for you to move to this specific place, if it was God's will for you to stay in this relationship, it would have worked out. God's not going to go, oh man, that, wow, I didn't know that was going to happen.
That would have been a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wish that would have worked out for you. No, He's going, everything in His will. He's weaving it together. We have to trust that He is weaving life together for you in whatever way is going to work out. And He may have known that in a decade she was going to cheat on you, and He saved you from absolute devastation 10 years from now because she broke up with you now. We have to trust in God's grand plan and realize He's seeing something we're not. Last thing, we've already talked about this, won't take too much more time. Take time for self-reflection. We cannot hit this one enough. Take time for self-reflection. Journal on the hurt. Journal through the emotions. Journal through the grief. That's very normal. That's you know, we want to normalize that grief and realize it's a normal part of the process. You do have to just ride that out. You have to journal on it. You have to talk to other people about it. You gotta let some of those emotions out where you hold it in like, oh, it doesn't hurt. It does hurt to be broken up with. I'm assuming, like, as we talked about at the top, we haven't dealt with that too much, but I'm assuming it does hurt. I've been around plenty of people that have been through breakups. They all show that it hurts. It's okay to show that. It's okay to journal that, to take that time for self-reflection. What do you feel you lost? What might happen differently? What would you learn about this going into the future? This is an ongoing process. The last thing, and I don't have this on here, do not engage in a rebound relationship where you initially, boom, right, you know, you rebound with a new girl like 3 weeks later. Wow. No, no, no.
Take time.
Take time to grieve. Take time to hurt. Take time to journal. Talk it through with someone close to you. Talk it through with your parents. Talk it through with a buddy, with your brother, whatever it is. And just say, man, that really hurt.
Yeah.
Take some time. Grow from it. What might you change the next time? Don't just be looking for the next female to get with because, well, that's going to help build my self-esteem. I just got to know that I'm worth it to somebody, to some girl. If you have to go to a girl to find out whether you're worth it, going back to this, not to beat a dead horse, but if you have to find a girl and be with a girl in a relationship to think that you're worth something, that is a problem internally for you to fix first. Fix that before you engage in any other relationship. Do not engage in rebound relationships.
Again, as we said at the top, hopefully this is not something that you have to deal with a ton. Hopefully you go one for one. But the reality of life is most of the people watching this either, first of all, are maybe already have dealt with this before or are going to deal with it at some point. Even in we have a lot of homeschool listeners, even in the homeschool relationships where it's not really dating, it's more of, you know, courtship or whatever, sometimes those don't work out. And sometimes you have to deal with the, you know, emotional attachment that existed there because it exists even in courtship and other non-dating things as well. And so, again, hopefully you don't have to deal with it too much, but you probably will at least to some extent. So hopefully this has been helpful. Again, whether or not you initiate or whether or not she initiates, we'd love to hear what thoughts you have, if we left anything out. Maybe if people are a little bit more well-versed in the subject than we are, you can give us some advice.
Absolutely.
Or give us some thoughts that maybe we missed on this. But hopefully it was helpful. Let us know your thoughts, comments. Join the Discord. It's in the description. Link to the merch as well.
That's right.
It is in the description as always. But we thank you for joining us for episode 108 of the Godly Young Men Podcast. We'll be back next week.